silver platter. An invitation to you to hear Jack Wagner with interviews and great new albums too. So stay a while for the songs and chatter designed especially to say, here's Hollywood on a silver platter. Let's get underway.
And first of all, it's Billy May and the orchestra. And the voice of Frank Sinatra.
Daisy is darling, iris is sweet, lily is lovely, blossom's a treat. Of all the sweethearts a guy could meet, when I finally chose an American beauty rose. Camellia's tragic, she can't be mine. Magnolia's magic, it makes Maggie shine. Laurel will hug you, orchid's divine. Till I finally chose an American beauty rose. She's clingier than ivy, and she's zingier than black-eyed Susan, springier than Maybelle in June. I'm daffy as a daffodil. It's laughable the way I thrill when roses are in bloom. Pansy is pretty, willow is tall, violet's kisses two lips recall. How can I choose one? I love them all. Still I finally chose an American beauty rose. Pansy is pretty, willow is tall, violet's kisses, two lips recall. How can I choose one? I love them all, till I finally chose an American beauty rose.
Billy May's band, Frank Sinatra singing American Beauty Rose from an all-time great Sinatra album called Come Swing With Me. Easy Does It Now with the sensitive guitar work of George Van Epps, whose albums can be found in the collections of the more discriminating record collectors. This LP is called My Guitar, and from this album, instrumentally, one of the Beatles' many hits, Yesterday. Thank you. Easy on the Ear is the sound of this album. It's called My Guitar. Working with percussionist Frank Flynn, the artistry of George Van Epps. And that was Yesterday. Well, now as my in-person studio guest, a man whose function represents the very foundation of the recording and music business, that of the musical arranger, the man who actually designs the whole sound of a given session or performance. I'm very happy once again to welcome Jimmy Haskell to our Silver Platter, Mike. Jimmy, nice to see you again.
Thank you very much, Jay.
And you have a marvelous album in this new song for Young Love by the Letterman.
Right. I say it's more their album, and I accompanied them on it, you might say.
Yeah, the accompaniment, though. I mean, you had to design that whole sound, though, didn't you? And decide which instruments would do what.
Right, right. We figure that out before we go into the studio. It saves much time that way.
Rather than accompaniment, we should call it a compliment. You compliment the group, actually.
Well, thank you.
A bad arrangement can do much harm to a group or a vocalist, wouldn't you say?
That's true. I feel that when we all get cooking, as we say, in the studio, and we all feel right, it comes out sounding like a hit.
I think one of the best ones, although they're all marvelous, one of the best ones in the LP is this side one, track one. As a matter of fact, I Only Have Eyes for You, a great old standard written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin. So we'll spin that one in and you tell us about it after we hear it, okay?
Fine.
Our guest, Jimmy Haskell, the arranger for this, The Letterman, Tony, Jim, and Bobby. A new song for Young Love, I Only Have Eyes for You. Wonderful new sound there for a great old song, great standard, I Only Have Eyes for You, an updated arrangement by our guest Jimmy Haskell. The Letterman featured from our feature album, A New Song for Young Love. You had quite a large orchestra there, Jimmy.
Yes, we had 12 strings and 7 rhythm, if I recall correctly, and I enjoyed it.
You know, I usually feel kind of silly when I ask an arranger how he got the idea for this arrangement, because he usually said, well, it just popped into my mind. I guess that's the way it always is, isn't it?
Well, sometimes it pops in, sometimes it laboriously is dragged in, and sometimes I've been waiting for a tune of this type to get this idea. In this particular case, I'm going to have to say, well, it just popped into my mind.
Well, that's marvelous.
May I backtrack a little and say how I usually work with the boys, and then I can show you how this one was different. You know, I live in Los Angeles, and the boys usually live in Los Angeles, the Letterman, that is, and normally we would get together in Los Angeles. We did our first six or seven albums that way, and they would sing to me, and I'd tape it off my little machine, and then I'd go home, and I'd listen to what they were doing, and then try to, as you use the word, compliment them mm-hmm. with my orchestration, keep out of their way where I had to, and fill in where they gave me an opportunity to. In this particular case, because they're so busy now and so much demand throughout the country, they asked me to meet them in New York. And meanwhile, they had given me approximately eight tunes over the phone, mm-hmm. which I then took down on my little tape machine and tried to work the same way. And when I got to New York, they still owed me four songs. Well, they had three ready, and the other one was not ready. And the other one turned out to be this one, I Only Have Eyes for You. And they said, Jimmy, frankly, we don't know what to do. And I said, well, let's get together and at least talk about it. I said, shall I make up one and then tell you what to sing? I don't want to do that because they have their own style. Mm-hmm. So we sat down at the piano, and I started playing just straight piano, and they started singing straight. And then all of a sudden, this thing just popped into my mind.
Little figure.
So I played this little figure, and they began harmonizing their own parts, which they do so beautifully and so quickly. And they said, now over here we'll do it unison, and over here we'll do it harmony. I said, I think I can carry this figure this far over here. And they said, okay, and then at this point, let's see what how long the number runs. We'll need an instrumental. And instrumentals they usually leave completely up to me, which I'm grateful for. And
sounds like an exciting build-up, doesn't it?
It was.
And finally, a song, an arrangement is born.
And that night, I wrote it, and the next morning, bleary-eyed, we recorded it, and it turned out fine.
It sure did. For Late Tuner Inners, this is Jack Wagner on the Silver Platter Show from Hollywood. My in-person guest, arranger, conductor, Jimmy Haskell. Our feature album on this Silver Platter session, A New Song for Young Love by The Letterman. Tony Butella, Jim Pike, and Bobby Engeman. And we have Moon River coming up now, Jimmy. What was your idea behind this particular arrangement?
Oh, well, the boys had an idea on this one that they wanted to sing very modern close harmony as mm-hmm. opposed to their normal triads. Mm-hmm. If there are any musicians listening in, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, this is, let's say, a more complex harmonized song than their usual one. And the only way they could get it, since there are only three of them, is... In this case, they sang twice, adding the other two notes, so they wound up with five-note chords in many instances.
They re-recorded it.
They re-recorded it. They sang once, put on three voices, they sang again, and put on their next three voices, but on different notes.
And here's how it came out. Arranged by our guest, Jimmy Haskell. Again, The Letterman. The album, A New Song for Young Love. Here's Moon River.
Wherever you're going, I'm
Again, from our feature album, A New Song for Young Love, a delightful Jimmy Haskell arrangement of Moon River. Beautiful sound there, Jimmy.
Thank you very much, Jack.
Jim, I want to thank you for coming by and being on the Silver Platter Show again to talk about this album. It was nice seeing you.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Our guest, Jimmy Haskell. And here's one more from our feature album by the Letterman. You'll Be Needin' Me, Baby.
You'll be needin' me, baby, when you're over and days are done. Oh, yeah. You'll be needin' me, baby, when you find that I'm the one. And I know, yes, I know, that my dreams will all come true. Oh, yeah.
Be Needin' Me, Baby, Like I Need You. Again, Tony, Jim, and Bob, the Letterman, from our Silver Platter feature album, A New Song for Young Love. Hit Songs to Remember, the LP that we roll right now. And the very melodic Lennon and McCartney composition, Michelle, instrumentally here by the man with the horn, Ray Anthony.
Ray Anthony and Company with Michelle. Hit Songs to Remember, one of Ray's popular LP efforts on our Silver Platter show. And it's free album time again. Yeah, we've really given away quite a few of them over the last few years here. And this time, we have as our winner Garland Bradshaw, who writes that he hears our show over WAVY in Norfolk, Virginia.
And so it's over. Where did the moments go?
Well, again, with our closing theme, we'll say so long for the time being and hope you'll be with us again for our next show, and we'll have more good sounds from the albums and interesting guests for you to meet. George Irwin was our engineer, and this is Jack Wagner in Hollywood.
So long.